Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Now, Father's Day is tomorrow. And so, yesterday, we started introducing some great gift ideas. And the gift ideas all had some cold jokes in their meanings.
Yes, I've got lots of warm clothes on me today because Pat is going to tell more cold jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, we took a pop quiz to see whether you guys understand the meanings of the gifts.
The gifts all had little quotes with them, like cookies for a smart cookie. You can see all the gifts and the quotes in the poster in our article.
So, are we going to introduce two more gift ideas today?
That is right.
Good, because Father's Day is tomorrow. I have to get my gift tonight.
Well, let's get on with the article and give you some good ideas.
Put a smile on Dad's face with these perfect presents.
Number 3. A muffin. I'm muffin without you, Dad. A. Dad, you're really sweet. B. Dad, I couldn't live without you. C. Dad, you bake great cakes. The answer is B. The word muffin sounds like nothing. Now do you get it? Number 4. A hat. Hats off to the world's best dad. A. You want to show respect. B. You want to show love. C. You want to show thanks. The answer is A. We take our hats off to show respect for people. If you got the answers wrong, don't worry. Tell these jokes to your dad. They are sure to make him smile.
Live, 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 lived, lived. People can't live without food, water, and air. People can't live without food, water, and air. Sound, sound. Brad's name sounds like bread, so we call him Teacher Bread. Brad's name sounds like bread, so we call him Teacher Bread. Respect, respect. You should show respect for your teachers because they work very hard. You should show respect for your teachers because they work very hard. Wrong, wrong. You're doing that wrong. Here, let me show you the right way. You're doing that wrong. Here, let me show you the right way.
Day 2 gets us right back into the pop quiz. And here's the next question. 3. A muffin. And the quote is, I'm muffin without you, Dad. So, let's talk about muffins, and you can see these in our poster. A muffin is a kind of bread, or it's really more like a cake. There are two main kinds. In North America, a muffin means a sweet, soft cake, often with nuts or berries inside, like a blueberry muffin. In the UK, however, a muffin is a flat bread roll, usually toasted and served with butter. Now, sometimes this second kind is often called an English muffin, so people can tell the difference. And the English muffins, these are the ones you use when you make eggs Benedict, if you know what those are. However, for a Father's Day gift, we're talking about the sweet kind.
Muffin 是马芬，那在北美洲呢 ，muffin 看起来像小蛋糕，甜甜的，分成很多口味。那在英国呢 ，muffin 是一种面包，就像是我们在麦当劳吃的满福堡，它所用的面包。那在文章中呢，指的是前者甜马芬。But what's the meaning of I'm muffin without you, Dad?
Well, we've got three answers. So is the answer A, Dad, you're really sweet?
爸,你真的很甜。很贴心。Or is it B, Dad, I couldn't live without you?
That's very sweet. But before we keep going, let's look at the word live in that sentence. Live is L-I-V-E. Live, it's a verb, and it's our first word power word for today. So live, the form here is live, lived, lived. And in this sentence, to live means to be alive,or be able to stay alive. So we think, okay, fish, they can't live on the land, and humans, we can't live underwater or in the middle of outer space. Here's another example. People can't live without food, water, and air. People can't live without food, water, and air.
Live, 当动词用的时候呢是活着生存。那同样的拼法 ,L-I-V-E, 它也可以当作形容词用哦。不过我们的念法是 live, 现场的。比如说 a live band show, 现场的乐团演出。那在我们的例句当中说到啊，人们没有食物、水跟空气便无法生存。我们也可以换句话来说，就是人啊一定要有食物、水跟空气才可以生存。所以答案会是 B, 爸爸没有你我活不下去。We still have one more answer.
Yes, does the muffin gift mean C, Dad, you bake great cakes?
爸你烘焙出的蛋糕很好吃。And the answer is,
it's the answer B.The word muffin sounds like nothing, right?
Oh, muffin, nothing.
Right? They sound the same. Now here we're using the verb sound, S-O-U-N-D, sound. And we often use it with like, something sounds like something. Let's explain this more in our next word power word section.Here, sound is used as sound, sound like, sounds like. If a noise sounds like a particular thing, then that's how it seems to you when you hear it. The sounds are pretty much the same. Here's an example. Brad's name sounds like bread, so we call him Teacher Bread. Brad's name sounds like bread, so we call him Teacher Bread.
Sound 这个动词呢代表是听起来，后面呢其实可以直接加上一个形容词哦。比如说人家跟你说一个点子，你说 It sounds great， 这个 great 就是直接加在 sound 后面的形容词。另外呢我们还可以说 sound like， 也就是听起来像，就像我们的例句说到的 Bread 的名字听起来像面包，所以呢我们都叫他面包老师。那在文章中呢我们说 Muffin sounds like nothing， Muffin 这个字的声音啊听起来像 nothing， 所以这个句子就是 I'm nothing without you, Dad.
Yeah, very nice. And that's why the article asks, Now do you get it? Now this question, Now do you get it? Just means the same as Now do you understand?
Do you get it? 你懂了吗？Do you understand it? Okay, let's move on to the next gift.
It is a hat. And the quote is, hats off to the world's best dad. Now here we're using the preposition off to mean something is removed or removes itself from another thing.
Hats off 代表的是 to take your hats off, 脱掉你的帽子。What does this mean?
Well, let's check out our three meanings.Is it answer A, you want to show respect? Here, we're using the word respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect, as a noun. It's our next word power word, so let's check it out. Respect means a feeling of admiring someone or what they do, especially because of their personal qualities, their knowledge, or their skills. You admire someone because they're good at what they do, or because they do it in the right way, and you think, wow, I wish I could be like that. That person's kind of cool. Here's an example. You should show respect for your teachers because they work very hard. You should show respect for your teachers because they work very hard.
Respect 这个名词呢是尊敬敬重 To show respect for somebody 代表的是要对某人展现尊重就像是例句说的你应该要对老师展现尊重因为他们很努力工作 So hats off to the world's best dad 是脱帽向爸爸致敬的意思 I think the answer is A
Well, you could be right But the right answer could also be B You want to show love
This sounds right too. 还是 B, 你想要展现你对爸爸的爱? Or is the answer C, you want to show thanks? 你想跟爸爸道谢?
Well, the answer is...that Elsie was right all along. It is answer A. We take our hats off to show respect for people.
I knew it.
So, that is all of these different gifts. We had the cookies, the popcorn, the muffin, and the hat, which means it is time for us to finish off this article. It says, if you got the answers wrong, don't worry. Now, here we're using the word wrong,W-R-O-N-G, wrong, as an adverb. Let's explain how we can use it in today's final Word Power Word section. So as an adverb, wrong means not in the correct way. And of course, because it's an adverb, we're always using it to modify a verb. Here's an example. You're doing that wrong. Here, let me show you the right way.So here the verb is do, and the thing that's being done is wrong, so it's modifying a verb. Here's that sentence again. You're doing that wrong. Here, let me show you the right way.
Wrong 这个字呢它可以当形容词或副词来使用在文章中呢当的是副词哦同学们要特别注意它的解释是错误的不正确的那相反字就是 right R-I-G-H-T 所以如果说啊你答对了我们会说 you got it right 那如果是答错了我们会说 you got it wrong 那这个 wrong 跟 right 都是副词那例句说到啊你那样做错了啦来让我示范正确的方式那回到文章当中呢文章说到啊如果你答错的话不必担心哦 But why shouldn't we be worried about getting the answers wrong?
The article explains Tell these jokes to your dad
Oh, 文章要我们把这些笑话说给爸爸听。Why?
Because, as the article says, they are sure to make him smile. If something is sure to do something, then it's definitely going to happen. It's like saying that something is 100% certain to work. So, for an example, we could say, if you study hard, you're sure to get good grades.Now, we can also use the phrase be sure to do something as a reminder, like be sure to wash your hands before dinner.
To be sure to, 后面加一个原形动词代表的是一定会。所以呢把这些笑话说给爸爸听一定会让爸爸会心一笑。我们在最后一个句子当中看到主词 they 指的是 the jokes, 就是这些冷笑话。Okay, you think...The dads will be happy to hear these jokes.
I don't know. I think my dad likes cold jokes a lot. So
really?
I think he wouldn't mind if there was a bad joke attached to the present. What do you think?
I think my dad will not get it, so I have to explain it to him.
And like we found out yesterday, when you explain the cold joke, It's even less funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny at all. Never mind.
Yeah, that brings us to the end of the article. So I guess it's time to go to today's Magic Box.
Magic Box. 找亮点。
大家好，我是 Celine。我一直都觉得 sure 很好用。例如别人跟你说 Do you want to go to the movies? 你可以回 sure.如果人问你 Do you want a glass of water? 也可以说 Sure 这边当然都是当然的意思但除此之外 Sure 还能怎么用呢例如别人说 Are you coming to the party? 如果你不确定就可以说 I am not sure 或者是说 Are you sure you put your keys in my bag? 你确定你把你的钥匙放在我的包包里了吗？如果你很确定，你就可以说 Yes, I'm sure they are in your bag. 好了，那接下来我们来看看这个片语，叫做 be sure to blah blah blah， 意思是一定会怎样，肯定会怎样。举例来说，如果你朋友要去比个演讲比赛好了，但是啊，他很紧张，你要来给他一点信心，这时候你就可以说 You are sure to win. Don't worry. You are sure to win. Don't worry. 你肯定赢的啊，不要担心啦。或者是说，你想要分享一个刚刚看到的搞笑影片，你就可以说 Check out this video. It is sure to make you laugh. Check out this video. It is sure to make you laugh. 你看这个影片一定会让你笑傻的。虽然使用的呢都是现在式，但是其实指称的都是还没发生的事情哦。记得不需要用未来式，我们也可以用 for sure 来表示肯定会怎样。像刚刚的句子 You are sure to win， 我们也可以改成 You are going to win for sure. You are going to win for sure. 这个时候呢就要记得使用未来式啦。或是刚刚说的这部影片肯定会让你笑，我们就可以改成This video is going to make you laugh for sure. This video is going to make you laugh for sure. Sure 是不是很好用嘞？最后呢，就是我们的验收时间啦。你肯定会成为大明星的。这句话的英文可以怎么说呢？有两种可能哦，赶快抢答，答案即将揭晓。The answer is, you are sure to become a big star.或者是 You are going to be a big star for sure. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so we've talked about four different gifts. Again, we had the cookies, the popcorn, the muffins, and a hat. Was there anything you think you'd like and give to your dad?
Yes, I think I would choose the cookie because, you know, it's easy. How about you?
I would probably go with the muffins. My dad doesn't really wear hats unless it's like in the sun. And he doesn't really like popcorn. I think the cookies would be okay if they were kind of special, but maybe the muffins are maybe just a little nicer than the cookies.
Will you choose the normal muffins or English muffins?
Oh, definitely the sweet kind, I think.
Sweet kind.
Yeah, the normal English muffins aren't really like a special treat. They really are for just kind of breakfast food, like cooking in the morning or like I was saying with the Eggs Benedict. What is Eggs Benedict in Chinese?
班乃迪克蛋。
Okay.
It's a kind of brunch, right?
Yeah. You get the egg and you sort of soft boil it and you put it on, it's usually salmon or ham or some vegetables and special kind of yellow sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Taiwanese like that dish.
Yeah, I see it quite a lot here. I see it a lot more in Taiwan than I ever saw it in the UK.
Really?
Yeah, it's not so common. Maybe that's because I didn't go out for brunch as often. Brunch isn't a British thing.
It is a British thing?
Not so much.
Not so much?
No, we have a big fried breakfast instead. That's our thing.
Oh.
Not kind of fancy brunch.
Where did we get the brunch?
I think it's an American idea.
American idea. All right.
Who knows? Anyway, so muffins. Sweet muffins, probably chocolate ones. That's what I'd go for.
And will you tell him one of the jokes?
Oh, I think he's going to like this one. I'm going to tell you even more.
Which one?
I'm going to tell you one right now.
Please don't. I can live with more cold jokes.
Show me some respect, Elsie. These jokes are great.
You've got that wrong.
Just wait. Ask me this question.
Pat, did you get a haircut?
No. I got them all cut.
So lame, because I said a haircut, and that sounds like a haircut. Or one haircut. You replied no, you got all of them cut.
I may just be the funniest person in the whole world.
Oh my god, we have to end the lesson now, and I'm very happy about that. For A-plus English, I'm Elsie.
And I'm Funny Pat, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
What a smile on Dad's face with these perfect presents.
Number 3. A muffin. I'm muffin without you, Dad. A. Dad, you're really sweet. B. Dad, I couldn't live without you. C. Dad, you bake great cakes. The answer is B. The word muffin sounds like nothing. Now do you get it? Number 4. A hat. Hats off to the world's best dad. A. You want to show respect. B. You want to show love. C. You want to show thanks. The answer is A. We take our hats off to show respect for people. If you got the answers wrong, don't worry. Tell these jokes to your dad. They are sure to make him smile.
Live, 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 lived, lived. People can't live without food, water, and air. People can't live without food, water, and air. Sound, sound. Brad's name sounds like bread, so we call him Teacher Bread. Brad's name sounds like bread, so we call him Teacher Bread. Respect, respect. You should show respect for your teachers because they work very hard. You should show respect for your teachers because they work very hard. Wrong, wrong. You're doing that wrong. Here, let me show you the right way. You're doing that wrong. Here, let me show you the right way.